right, you want to be on?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the radio.
Okay, what's your most memorable nightmare?
My most memorable nightmare, what happened actually last night, I had a dream that I was partying with Brandon Flowers from The Killers, and we were doing blow in his like back room, and the cops bust in, and I didn't know what to do, so I just took off running. And then I got arrested, and it sucked, and I wound up being in jail for years. But that happened last night, no joke and everything.
Really?
That story. True story.
Damn, that's vivid.
Yeah,
vivid. Let's see, the scariest nation state.
Scariest nation state? Not to say anything having to do with, this sounds hella racist, but the radio can't tell I'm black, but like Muslims or any like...
Middle Eastern,
you know, Palestinian, anybody that's trying to blow up.
Africa is Muslim as well, the northern part of Africa.
Yeah, you're right, they are. And like, you know, the are African, and I have descendants from northern Africa, but still, it's pretty scary up there right now.
Well, that was another one. What religion scares you the most?
Muslims. No, it's not even a question. Muslims scare me the most.
No, Islam.
Muslims, Islam, all the same.
No, it's not.
Muslims, the people. Islam's the religion.
Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, I mean, you can't have the Muslim without the Islam, or Islam without the Muslim.
I love interviews, man. I'll answer every single question up here.
All right, let's see. Are you scared of the cold?
The cold? Yes, I am scared of the cold.
I'm not scared of the cold? Because every time I see girls with these outfits on right now, nipples are hard as fuck. Like these guys' nipples right here. You see this?
Whoa!
Yeah, hard-ass nipples.
But the thing is, right now, you
cold,
fucking...
Cold does not scare me.
The thing is, you fucking in my interview. It's me and him right now.
No, is that real? Okay.
You're fucking in my interview.
All right. You know, what words do you fear?
What words do I fear? World War III. I fear World War III. First and foremost. And genocide. Genocide.
Okay. What's the gender of your outfit?
A woman. I have a woman. I'm a cafeteria woman. A grown cafeteria woman. I have breasts.
They are grown.
Yes. Very, very grown. Old cafeteria breasts.
Okay. Make the sound of your favorite monster.
Ooh. I only don't say that. That's
say, what come to mind? Maybe not favorite, just a monster.
That's
Godzilla. Great.
That's Godzilla. Okay. Godzilla.
No, I don't even know.
Make a sound.
Make something up. I told you it's a tough question, but you can do it.
Man, that is a tough question. I don't even know.
Yeah, all the time.
No, I don't even know.
We'll go to the next question. Right, we'll get back to you.
Next question.
How would you Frankenstein something?
Oh, I hit it from the back and tear her up, put a leg over her head and everything. I Frankenstein that girl up and down my hallway. You know what I mean? That's how I Frankenstein it.
I'm learning so
just
much like, being out here.
Man, at home. Just like that. Hey, Megan Johnson.
How would you terrorize someone?
Terrorist is bad. Anybody who's a terrorist is bad. It doesn't matter.
You know, how would you terrorize someone?
You know how I would terrorize somebody?
How?
Whip up my dick, slap her on the face. That's the best I could do for terrorism because that's I don't
just,
like terrorism.
But that's just females. Well, what about male? How would you terrorize a male? Would you slap them with your dick?
You know what? Males I don't even talk to that much except my guys. That's it.
My
guys. I don't talk to my guys. That's,
okay.
No, I mean, you can't put this shit on the radio. You can't put dick on the radio.
Yeah, you can. No, internet radio. You can say whatever
radio.
You want.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is. We can
slap
do
somebody with my dick then. I slap every motherfucker I know with my
every
dick.
Every motherfucker.
Yeah, every motherfucker I know, I slap my dick and take his money. That's why I'm terrorizing people today.
Okay.
And tomorrow.
What's your retribution for a house that didn't give you candy?
I'm definitely egging somebody. If they don't give me candy, I'm egging them. I'm lighting poop on their front door, and I'm egging them.
I shit on their front porch, and I light their doormat on fire, and they walk out, the whole fucking house is burning up.
With your
and
shit.
And
I'm egging them. When they come out the door...
While he's shitting, you're egging them.
To stomp the shit out on fire, I'm egging them from the back. You know what I mean? Don't give me no candy, you know, some bullshit.
Okay, you're a vampire. Who's your first victim?
Ooh, just got... No questions asked. I'm fucking that girl's neck all day, all night, and I'm hoping she likes it. So she's a vampire with me.
Pamela Anderson, because the only girl that's got tits like this, well, except Carmen Electra, but it's Pamela Anderson for sure, because the tits like this.
Yeah.
I'm not even snagging her neck. I'm snagging the titties.
Okay. What would you carve in a pumpkin?
My name. My name and my dick. You know what I mean? It's going to be like 17 inches long, and it'd be like...
Just like a gourd.
Yeah, exactly. A gourd. There's gonna be like Brian motherfucking above this cock. And that way, I'll put it outside my door, and everybody walk by and see Brian motherfucking a 17 inch cock, and they'll be like, damn, I gotta go in this house. You know what I mean?
Okay, we asked you scariest nation state, most memorable nightmare. Well, I haven't really been asking, but what animal scares you the most?
I know I'm fat.
I have a cat. I have a kitten, actually, with claws.
Batman.
And the claws on this cat scare me the most because it doesn't know any better and they'll jump on me and scratch my face.
Internet radio show? Oh, they're coming?
Hey, Justin.
That's the last one. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think what you're doing right now is awesome. You need to keep doing it.
Every Friday.
Friday, you're out.
And it's Halloween, obviously, so.
Hey, what's your radio station?
The Media Collective. Here, I can write it down.
Oh, wait, we're like real right now.
No,
wait, what?
We just got done with the dope ass interview.
Oh, I thought this is like a Halloween costume.
No.
Wow. I thought we were like
collecting. I've been here before, but she was whack last time, so.
Hey, we should fucking elbow back, cafeteria lady.
You trying to murder by some fucking chicken, lady.
Who do you fucking right there, right there.
That's right.
That's where it'll be.
All right, cool. I'm going to try and find my... You got to put me on there.
You'll be on there. No, right, really. Cool. There's definitely... Cool. Right, any final thoughts?
Yeah. The Media Collective is the dopest radio station on the internet, on FM, AM, whatever. You need to listen to Media Collective because that shit's hot right now. I'm telling you. I listen to it every single day. Media Collective, what's up?
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate it, man. Have a good night, man. Thanks.
Take it easy.
Thanks. You need to see. Thanks.
Yeah. See you. Take it easy.
You too.
Awesome. No, let's just ask one, if you'd only want to ask one.
No, it's all good, man. All
right, your most memorable nightmare.
Recurring dream, very scary. I have a younger brother. He's yelling my name from a vast whatever. Everything is gray around me, literally. There's, like, no ground and or ceiling, sky, whatever. It's just a vast whatever grayness. I hear his voice, whatever, so I start running to his voice, and then I hit a cliff. I'm falling. They say you're supposed to like die in your dream if you fall and hit the ground or whatever. But I tuck and roll. You know, I pull the tuck and roll, hit the ground, tuck and roll, roll out of it. Everything's cool. I get back up and I hear his voice again, and it starts over and over and over again. Yeah, it's weird, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Damn. Yeah. Okay, your first vampire victim.
But who would it be?
Yeah, like you're a vampire. What are you doing?
Oh. My girlfriend. What? I'll take her with me to infinity and never dying.
I say, if he was a vampire, like, what would he do? First victim.
Yeah. First victim?
Me. Duh. Okay.
Heck yes, and we would love it. That would be I hope that happens, actually.
Right. How would you Frankenstein something?
Oh. Help me out here, baby. What do you think?
I don't know.
How would I Frankenstein something? Can you rephrase the question? I mean, like what?
Like whatever comes to mind. Like, make it look like Frankenstein, piece something together from a bunch of different parts.
Right, I got you. How would I Frankenstein something? Yes, our cat and or a guitar, because that would be rad and totally 80s.
A cat guitar,
perhaps. Maybe a mix and match, because that's what you do when you Frankenstein something.
Exactly.
Now I understand the question. I don't feel like a complete one.
No, you're fine.
That's fair.
Make the sound of your favorite monster.
That's it.
Awesome. Last one. What's the gender of your outfit?
Oh, definitely male. I'm me in zombie form, which is rad. Because
awesome.
it's I like to keep it clean. I like to keep it real, but be creative. You know.
Very good.
Best of my possibilities, anyway.
Final thoughts.
Best of my. I enjoy cheese.
Excellent. That's it. Thank you.
Word. Awesome.
Appreciate it.
That's
yeah,
all they do.
I'll be out every Friday. Horns. No, that's fine. No, we'll just blow by and we stand over there. So,
right.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
You want to ask questions, Internet Radio Show? Real quick?
What are the questions?
Okay, what's your most memorable nightmare?
Most memorable nightmare? Is this recording then? Okay, I was walking through a field with...
Ryan Hill.
You know Ryan Hill?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, look.
Oh, that's Ryan Hill. That's awesome.
Oh, no.
That was drawn by Ben.
Ben as well. That's Bill. Okay, yeah, look, awesome. Small world. This show's dedicated because he left.
Is this on?
It's on the internet, the Media Collective. I'll write it out for you.
Oh, awesome.
But okay. Yeah, since he left for Chicago, we dedicate a show, What's Up With That, because he asks that question a lot, to Ryan Hill.
And he does.
Yeah, so does. We're out every Friday night. Asking.
What's up with
yeah, exactly. So we got Halloween,
that's
so
awesome.
Special questions.
That's really cool. Sorry.
Nightmare.
Nightmare. Okay,
memorable.
I was walking through a field with Jonathan Davis from Korn, okay? I don't like Korn. I have no idea why Jonathan Davis would ever be in my dream, but he was. So we were walking through a field. There's this metal shrapnel laying on the ground, and we decide to start collecting it and put it together, and it turns out these are the parts from a blown-up Terminator that we actually got working, okay?
So, what model?
What model? The first one. What's
okay,
the,
I think,
T-
I don't know.
T- 1000. 1000, right?
No, that was the liquid one.
That's the liquid one. So it's just Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay. Schwarzenegger Terminator. So we're, we have this Terminator, and Jonathan Davis, you know, go to the side, and we're like, we got to use this thing for good because it could be very evil and bad. And so we decide to teach it how to play the spoons on you know, like the spoons, and we teach it to play the spoons. And I don't know in the middle, but the dream ends with me in the middle of a crowd, you know, like cheering on Korn, which I don't like, which is, that's the nightmare part of it, and Terminator is playing the spoons for them in the background.
For Korn.
That's
hilarious.
So, that's my
no,
nightmare.
That's great. What's the scariest nation state?
The scariest nation state? I don't know.
Country?
Oh, I don't, when I think Transylvania would be the one that...
No, that's fine. Yeah, there's no wrong answers.
Okay.
There's no wrong answers. Who, if you're a vampire, who's your first victim?
That's a good question. How about myself so that I don't hurt anyone else?
There, okay. You didn't get any candy from this house. What's your retribution?
Whine about it to my friends that I'm trick-or-treating with, I suppose.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I've never done anything like that. I don't know.
Okay.
I complain about it.
How would you Frankenstein someone? What did you say?
I said smash their pumpkins on the front porch.
Okay, the violent type. Okay.
Frankenstein someone.
Yeah, how would you... Something. Well, what comes to mind?
Something.
Someone, something, person, place, or thing.
How do I Frankenstein something?
What comes to mind when you think of Frankenstein?
Green.
Okay.
Bolts in the neck.
Okay. Well, another thing, like, we were thinking of when we thought of the question was, like, how would you piece something together from other areas? Like, Frankenstein was a lot of different parts.
Oh, gotcha. I would use mainframe computers, because I like mainframes. Those are good. Mainframe computers, and, let's see. What else? Dairy products, probably.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say spoiled, maybe, dairy products.
Okay.
More scary.
Make the sound of your favorite monster.
I really like the 28 Days Later zombies, and they're kind of like a... I don't know. I can't do better than that. I can't do it right
now. Suck in?
Yeah, it's kind of like an inward type thing.
Can you do it? Scariest, make a sound of your scariest, favorite scariest monster.
I don't even have one.
Any monster.
I don't know.
There's no wrong answer. Okay, we'll move on. All right, what gender is your outfit?
The one that I'm wearing right now? Male.
Okay. What words do you fear?
Which words do I fear? Explosion. There's a scary one. If someone yelled explosion, that'd be scary. Shoot. I can't think of anymore.
You just walk into your favorite establishment to frequent, and there's a demon, the Antichrist, Satan, Allah, Muhammad, Jesus, and God.
What happens?
Yeah. On Halloween.
On Halloween. I don't think that it matters what day it is. I think that, Jesus and God would wreck everyone else. They'd take them out.
They'd start a fight?
It'd be a fight. A bar fight. Yeah, a drunken bar boxing. And Jesus and God would
tear it up.
His back and tear it up.
Okay. I think that we got everything. No. How would you terrorize someone?
Well, let's see. I have a friend that I like to terrorize. He plays World of Warcraft all the time. So I wrote a program that disables it.
Nice.
And I like to do that all the time to him. So I would take away their most precious video game, I think.
So by application name or footprint, or how does it disable it?
It does it by port that they connect to.
Oh, so you disable the port on the network side.
Right, so they can't connect. And can't.
So it loads, but then they're like, it won't connect to the server.
He still hasn't figured out that I do it. He just always comes in and tells me to help figure out why it's not working. And I'll be like, oh, it's this. And then fix it for a little while. And
nice. Yeah. Can you control it remotely?
No, but I should build that in.
You
great
should.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that would be great. That way you could just... Lock it, unlock it.
I should do that. Good call.
Nice. I think that's the last one. What would you carve in a pumpkin?
What would I carve in a pumpkin? If I were good at it. Last year I did meat wad.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you did meat wad last
year.
Was that it? Final thoughts?
That's all I can think of.
Final thoughts.
Awesome job with the photo on the microphone. That's great.
You.
Well, it was the only one that I could find.
Does he listen to it?
Yes. I got him. He's actually on...
What? Put on computer or radio voice?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
My butt talk right here?
These are the mics.
They're recording all this right now.
Are we watching or listening? Listening. There's no video.
You're listening to What's Up With That, a show not hosted by myself, Ryan Hill. Check it out.
Awesome.